This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Good afternoon, wherever you are listening to The Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. What a powerful word that we've just heard right now. Thank you that you could join us on this beautiful day, the 29th of September 2021, on this beautiful show where we say there's a solution to all that you're going through and it's found in the Word of God. This is Bongani. Of course, I'm not alone. I'm with the beautiful, wonderful, and anointed. Hello, sis.
Good afternoon.
Lindiwe.
Yes, good afternoon, beloved, on this beautiful Wednesday. Beautiful and awesome day that the Lord our God has made for us. And indeed, we are rejoicing. We are glad. Not that because everything is going well, but we are glad because we know that He who is
faithful.
He who has promised is faithful. God is faithful.
I'm rushing to the faithful
to His word.
Excited.
He is faithful to His promises. Just hold on to that.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be okay.
It's not time for you to throw in the towel. It's not time for you to issue your own red card. Tell you what, it's not time to check out yet because God is not yet done with you. You still have plenty more years to live. And today, we promise you have a wonderful show. You did a great deal of good for yourself by joining us today because we're going to be talking about the true nature of God with Sihle Nyuliwe and Crystal Fritz. So please do not change that dial. Just stay here. You have chosen the right radio station, the correct radio station to can speak into your life because God has an appointment with you today. So after this beautiful song by Tasha Cobbs, Fill Me Up, we have Crystal Fritz and Sihle Nyuliwe on The Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful Lindiwe. Here's Tasha Cobbs.
729 AM.
Yes, this is The Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. That was Tasha Cobbs. What a beautiful song, Lindiwe. Fill Me Up, oh God. And today, you know, as Paul prays, you know, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, that I pray that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will. So today we're going to be filled with the knowledge of God's will. Lindy, aren't you excited?
Yeah, no, it is. And these are exciting times. Because I'm looking at today's topic, it just flows with what we were talking about last week. That, you know, God is not guilty. And, you know, can you know when you find yourself in that place where you had a wrong information about someone and then all of a sudden you receive the truth, it was like, oh my gosh, why did I waste my time on, you know, some things that did not matter? So I'm glad that people today will understand who God is because, you know, on the information that they had on who God was, you know, the knowledge of the truth, the wrong, you know, knowledge and truth that they received, where they accuse God of so many things. And we spoke about God is not guilty. So today we are talking about the true nature of God, that people will get to understand who God really is. And then they begin to walk, you know, in that knowledge and in that truth. And as the Bible says, you know, that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So I'm looking forward to what the beautiful ladies have in store for us for today as we share the word of God. So we are ready for you, ladies.
Yes, Sihle and Crystal Fritz, it's good to have you with us today. And we can't wait to hear what God has deposited in your life. Let me just shush and just listen to you. How are you today? Let me just say, how are you, Sihle?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Pastor Bongani and Pastor Lindiwe. It's such a
great privilege to be part of this and just to share the word of God. We really, really appreciate it. And yeah, Amen. Exciting.
It's exciting indeed. Yes. I also can't wait. Crystal, how are you doing today? You're looking all so snazzy, all so beautiful over there.
Unfortunately,
our listeners can't see, though we are live on Facebook right now. But I'm seeing you guys on Zoom. You know, if you want to join in on the conversation, you can send us a comment on our Facebook page, 729 Radio Cape Pulpit on Facebook. Or also you can send us a WhatsApp on 08-7291-657. 08-7291-657. And just send us a message and join in on the conversation. Sihle, Crystal, take it away.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Pastor Bongani and your beautiful wife. Thank you guys for having us in. It's an honor just to see on the true nature of God. And for me, it's so important when I found out this God is not angry at me. Mm. He is a loving, faithful God. And Amen. I just Amen. Want to start to say when to have a positive relationship with the Lord, we must really know His true nature, His character, and just looking in the Word and just see, but this God is a God that loves us, and that is His nature, just loving us. And Amen. 1 Amen. John 4 verse 8 says, He who knows not God knows not the love, for God is love. God is a God that loves us. So yes, as we and look to the true nature of God, we just see this God is, He's not angry at us. He's a God that wants to give us His life. And His life is, He came to give, Jesus came to give life and life more abundant. As we look in the Word, we see that this God wants to give us the best. And yes, there is misunderstanding when it comes to the nature of God. For me personally, just did not know for a lot of years that God is not angry and He will never be. The Word said that it is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But what is this that when we feel, is God angry because of our sin? No, He's not. He's not angry. Yes, in the Old Testament, it says that God punished some of the people in the Old Testament. But why we can now just compare it by raising our kids. Just compare it by our kids, just saying that I have three kids, and just saying that when they don't know what, when they're small, they don't understand really what is going on in the world. They need to be just being taught well, just being say that is wrong, this is wrong. But even where God go to the extreme and punish some of the people, not because He was like angry at them, but just to teach them. Just to teach them. And for me as a mom, knowing that I can teach my kids, especially when they are small, they don't understand the reasons why I'm telling them to share with their sister, to share and just to give. And if you don't do this now, right, you need to be punished. Obviously, we as parents don't punish our kids like the extreme, but just time out, sitting in the naughty corner, just you're not gonna watch whatever you want to watch, but just knowing that you do this out of love, out of love, this out of love, and just seeing how God did this in the Old Testament, but also seeing that now we're not under the Old Testament anymore.
Amen.
We're under grace, and Romans 5 verse 8 says that. Romans 5 verse 8 says, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Knowing that while we were yet in the world, doing all of these things we did, living our lives, Christ died for us, and God loves us. God loves us so much that He sent His only begotten Son, for whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God's nature is love. He's a loving God. He wants to give us only the best. He wants to give us, I was just reminding now of John 10 verse 10. If we can settle this in our hearts that the devil came only but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give life and life more abundant. And by setting it in your heart, just knowing everything that is good, it comes from God. Everything that is bad, that is the devil.
Amen.
So yeah, if we really need to settle things in our heart, look in the Word. This is our mirror. Look in the Word. Mm. We can really know, right? So in the character of someone where we, when we try to see, when we spend time with that person, just seeing, sitting, just getting to know that person. So as we look in the Word and see that this God is a loving God, as I was reading 1 John 4 verse 8, it says that God is love, and you don't know God, I will know love. So if we can settle that in our heart, John 10 verse 10, it says clearly that the devil came only but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came to give life and life more abundant. So amen. I want to thank you. Thank you.
Amen. So I hear you, and I hear you very well, Lindy, what Crystal is saying, because often than not, we think that God is angry with us. Mm. We think that God is out there to punish us, that God is a terrible God. He's been killing people. You know, I think last week we learned, you know, about the fact that God is not guilty. And here is Crystal here reminding us once again, you know, according to 1 John 4 verse 8, that, you know what, he who does not love does not know God. For God is love. So God is love. So let's just settle that in our hearts. I don't know, Sitle, what God has laid in your heart on this subject.
I love that verse that you just quoted now. Because if we start understanding that God is love, he is the definition of love, then when you start reading the scriptures and going through the entire Bible, as Crystal was saying now, that God would punish them, would impute sin on them. In Romans 5:13, it talks about, it says, until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Mm. And basically that just means that, as she was explaining with the children, raising kids and stuff like that. And it just basically means that God was not punishing them to say that, no, you are wrong, and now I'm punishing you for what you did. Mm. But it was more of protecting. Even in Genesis, the very chapter 3 and chapter 4, we see God removing them from the garden. And it wasn't because now he's a holy God and he wants nothing to do with sin, with sinners. Mm. But it is really God's heart protecting what he created, protecting Adam and Eve and everyone who would be born after that, so that in the end, Jesus Christ that came to die for us, and that we might have that life that Crystal was talking about in John 10. And, you know, I just really, the nature of God is really love, and it's really fellowshipping with his children. Because even in Genesis 4, the very beginning, we see how Cain kills Abel. And I'm sure we must know that story. But you see Cain's response there, where he says, when God asks him, where's your brother Abel? And he says, am I my brother's keeper? If it's someone that you are afraid of, you know, if you're speaking to someone that you're afraid of, you're not sure of how they'll react, you don't just say stuff like that. You try put it in a respectful manner. But here we see Cain just saying, am I my brother's keeper? And already we see that although they were out of the garden, God still had fellowship with them. God was still talking to them.
Yeah.
And it's still the same with us today. Mm. So even if we see in the Old Testament that, you know, God is imputing sin, he was charging them of sin, right now, today, he is not doing that. He wants fellowship. He wants to show us his love.
Mm.
And even the story of the woman caught in adultery in John chapter 8 from verse 1 to verse 11, we see that when the Pharisees came with this woman who was caught in adultery, accusing her of this, Jesus said, any of you that has not sinned, cast the first stone. And we see them one at a time dropping the stone and leaving. And then Jesus says, ask the woman, where are your accusers? And we see there his nature, Jesus' nature, that it's forgiveness, is love, it's not condemning. He's never there. God is never there to condemn you or to say, okay, you did this, so I'm going to punish you. Even last week's topic on God's not guilty, he's not the one putting sickness and depression and all these things because of what you have done. It's the devil. It's what Bible was talking about in John 10, verse 10, that the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But he has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And yeah, I just really want to really touch on that really, yeah, God's heart is love and fellowship towards us. It's never to harm us, to condemn us, or anything like that. Yeah.
Lindy, what I'm picking up from these two lovely ladies is the fact that the nature of God is love. Mm. So if we can understand that part and understand the fact that whatever that God does, it's out of love. Mm. I mean, Crystal did allude to the fact, you know, in the beginning that, you know what, when God was punishing, it seemed like he was punishing them in the Old Testament. It was like you when you raise up your kids. You know, in certain stages, there are certain ways wherein you can't reason with them. They can't understand things the way, you know, they need to be understood. So somehow you need to tell them, don't do this. And then if you do this, there's going to be this punishment. But, you know, until the law, like Sithle say, God was not imputing any sin against men. And we are raised up to think, like Sithle is saying now, to think that the reason why God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden is because God never wanted anything to do with man. But I like how Sithle brings out, you know, the another perspective that no, it was not so. It was basically because God loved us so much that he didn't want us to eat of the tree of life. Sithle, you'll tell me if I'm wrong. You eat of the tree of life and then continue living in a state, yeah, and a nature of sin. And we see that God was fellowshipping with men, that even the first murderer, Cain, you know, when approached by God, you know, the manner in which he responded to God, it shows what Sithle is bringing to the table, is that it proves the fact that God has been fellowshipping with men. Because how do you respond to somebody like that, am I my brother's keeper, if you are not used to be talking to that person? So, Lindy, before we go into a song by James Fortune, I trust you.
How in many
about 40
minutes?
40 seconds.
40 seconds. That's not enough. I think I'm just going to finish off what they were talking about. But the one thing that we need to hold on to, knowing the true nature of God, it's all about that God is love.
Yeah.
That's who he is. He is love.
He and doesn't have just, love. He is.
Yeah, he is love. I mean, that resonates with John 3, verse 16. So I'm going to finish off my...
Your thoughts.
My
after
thoughts
this.
After the break, because what I want to say, yeah, it's going to take me more than the 40 seconds, but it's a good word. I trust our listeners are receiving this truth that God is love.
God is indeed love. I tell you, like James Fortune says,
one of the
I
most difficult
you.
Things to do is find yourself in a storm. And
of course, where else can you be? You are on the Father's Love Show on Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. with myself, Lindy Iwe, and of course joined by...
what you want to say?
My partner always, Bongani, and of course,
say the first thing you wanted to say.
No, with our special guests, Sihle and Crystal, who are sharing to us the true nature of God. You know what? I love the fact that these ladies are talking about, you know, God being the definition of love. You know, when sometimes we want to look at the word that we don't understand, and we go to the dictionary and we want to find out the definition of the word that you don't understand. And I love the fact that today, as they are sharing the true nature of God, they are saying to us, God is the definition of love.
Yeah.
God is the definition of love. For me, that settles everything. And for the fact that they said that, you know what, God is not angry at us. God is not angry at you. Because sometimes when you go through challenges and storms, you're thinking, maybe God is really punishing me for what I did or the sins that I've committed. No, God is not like that. He is love. He is love. And I think it was Crystal who mentioned or spoke on Romans 5 verse 8 that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, really, guys, seriously, who can give their lives to people that he will not, he's not even sure that will they be able to receive, you know, this gift that I'm giving them. You know, Jesus did not give away his arm. You know, it's easy. I'm saying I can give away my arm. I know I can use the other ones. If this one don't receive my gift, guess what? I'm still fine. I've got my other arm. But Jesus Christ gave of himself. He gave his life.
Wow.
Without whether he had that response from us. He did not wait for us to respond. But he gave his life. I mean, what more do I want? That's for me is the true nature of God. And I love that these ladies today, they are really, really, really giving us the truth. Hey, this is the truth. And as before I hand over to them, I'm thinking, you know, when you love people, you know, you always think the best for them. You always want to go out for them. You know, you can be inconvenienced for the people that you love. You are able to sacrifice things for the people that every day when you wake up in the morning, you think good things about them. That's what God is concerning us. That's what we need to understand every day when we wake up in the morning, is that God thinks the best about you. He thinks the best. You are the best thing that has ever happened to him. I mean, come on now. Come on. That's God love. So ladies, please take it away before I waste and take your time.
You see what you ladies have done to this lady now here. No, let me just choose. It's a ladies' day today.
You're out of this one. I just got reminded when Pastor Lynn, you were just talking about that God's intentions are good, his plans are good. I got reminded of Jeremiah 29 verse 11. It says, I love it in the King James Version. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I love that expected end, that he knows exactly, like, it's not just, "Oh, well, whatever happens, happens. We'll see then how it turns." But it's an expected end. His plans are good plans. They're of peace. They are not of evil. And in other versions, it says a future and a hope. And it's just to emphasize on that, man, if someone that loves you is expecting, is giving an expecting end for your life, man, why would you think that, "Oh, God hates me," or "God is judging me for what I did yesterday or today," or "I'm still going"? I mean, he forgave you for all that you've done yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And he doesn't change. He's not a God that changes. I loved what you said about that man, his thoughts have an expected end for your life. It's good thoughts. It's good thoughts. So I don't know, Crystal, if you want to add anything.
It's interesting. Just before Crystal comes in, it's interesting that, you know, Sitle, you will bring in that element that, you know, what God has forgiven us our sins, the past, future, and present sins. And, you know, people might want to question you on that. But it's very interesting, Lindy and ladies, that we do believe that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed, but we don't want to believe that we've been forgiven then. But anyway, Crystal, take it away.
You know, I was just thinking, like, like you were saying now, when we know that Jesus died on the cross for us, not only for our sins, but for a life and life more abundant, for health, for prosperity, for everything, for a sound mind. When we go through life, we will also have circumstances that comes our way, but God gave us a sound mind, and in that sound mind, we can draw from him. Jesus died for everything on the cross for us. We must look to him. And as we behold him, he will just give us wisdom as we go through this life. He will give us everything that pertains to life in God, because he already gave to us. So yes, just to experience Jesus' love, really, we don't speak from, we hear these things. We experience this love. We experience how much God loves me, how much he cares for me. He's my provision. He's my help. He don't want us to lack nothing. Word of God says, "You will lack nothing." So, it's just so amazing to speak how amazing this God of love. And by love, if you love someone, as your wife was saying now, you will just give everything. He's excited when we wake up in the morning, because he was like, "What can I do today for Sisley? What do you need today?" And as we come to him boldly to the throne of grace, he will be the helper in time of need. He will just show us how to do life in how to do it with him. By through his love, we must first just recognize that this God loves me, and he will never ever change his mind towards me. Never. Even if I do what, he will never change He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God will never, ever stop loving us. So we must change our minds toward God and just say, say, if you love me, God, there's nothing that I can do to earn this love. But this is like what Dio was saying, this is a gift, this love. Yeah, so it is really amazing.
Amen. Wow, it's so powerful that what you're saying, that God will never change his mind. You know, I was just quickly reminded of Jesus in Luke chapter number 11 when he said, you guys are evil. But when your son or your child asks you for a fish, you don't give him snakes. When he asks you for eggs, you don't give him scorpions. When he asks for bread, you don't give him stones. And he says, how much more my Father, you know, in heaven, who when you ask, then he pushes the bar very high. Very high, extremely high. He's talking to evil people. He's already addressed them as evil. But then he pushes the bar very high. He says, you know, when you ask him for the Holy Spirit, think about that. Yeah. He moves from the bread, from the fish and everything else. Then he goes right straight to the Holy Spirit. He says, God can, do you know that God can even give you the Holy Spirit whilst in your state of not being so good? That's basically what he's saying.
True.
So, you know, you ladies have just stirred up something on the inside of me, really to remind me that, you know what, God loves me, irrespective of what I've done. Lindiwe did mention the fact, allude to the fact in Romans chapter 5, where the Bible says that whilst I was still yet a sinner, Jesus died for me. Whilst I was still, God did not wait for me to be perfect, did not wait for me. As a matter of fact, I'm not perfect. I'm perfected in Christ. And yet he loves me, you know. And you guys just reminded me of something very awesome, you know, not to look down upon myself, no matter, you know, because sometimes when we've done these things that are wrong, we are even scared of going to him. We're even scared of praying, let your will be done. Because we were told that, you know what, when bad things happen, hey, it's the will of God. It's punishment. And last week we learned in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 that if God wants to correct me, if God wants to, you know, show me direction, he doesn't give me sickness and disease. He points me to his word. For his word is inspired by the Holy Spirit for correction, for reproof, you know, for all these things so that I may be perfected and be that which God has created me for. Maybe let me quote it correctly. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So God does not punish us with sickness and disease, with loss and whatnot. But he does that through his word. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Bob Carlson. Living Water. Or we skip that song. And then we continue. You can go ahead and talk.
Yeah, I think let's continue so that go ahead. Because I know we only have a few minutes before the ladies bid their farewells. But you know, if there's one thing that our listeners must take from what we are saying today is that, I mean, God is so excited. God every morning, he's excited, you know, for you to experience that which he has, you know, given to you. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was just thinking about this, I'm reminded, you know, when you're buying gifts for your kids, like those who, for Christmas where they, you know, prepare gifts and for the kids, where you are so, you wake up in the morning, you're so excited just to see the smile, the glow, the joy in your children's faces of what you have, you know, bought for them. That's what God, you know, it looks forward, you know, concerning us each and every day. He's just so excited, you know, for us to be able to experience everything that he has provided for us. So I mean that shows the love of God. And I love the fact he says, who can say whatever that you ask in my name, I'll do it for you. It's like when you go to, it's like someone giving you a blank check and say, go shop. Woo, thinking about shopping, my God. Go and shop. This is a blank check. I'm giving you a blank check. Go and shop. That's what Jesus is saying in the scripture in John 14. He says, whatever that you ask in my name, I will give it to you. I will do it for you. I mean, that shows the person that is full of love.
Yeah.
That anything he say, it does not say whatever you that you ask based on the level 1 to level 8, you know, I'll do it for you. He says, whatever that you ask in my name,
come on now,
I will do it for you.
Come on.
That's what Jesus says. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. So if there's one thing that our listeners can take with them this afternoon, as Sihle and Christel shared on the true nature of God, is that, you know, God is looking forward each and every day. God is excited for you to experience that which he has given. He says in his word, in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, says, you know, by my divine power, I have given to you everything that pertains to life and godliness. That's what God is saying. If that is someone who's not full of love, I don't know what we are asking for. I don't know what we are looking for. I don't know. He says, I have given to you by my grace everything that pertains to life and godliness.
Come on.
That, for me, that's a definition of life right there.
It's hot in here.
That's the check that I'm taking with me right now. I'm just going to shop. I'm going to shop. Whatever that I want is there, provided.
Sihle and Christel, you don't know what you guys have done, because, you know, this sister of mine, this wife of mine, this girlfriend of mine, this partner of mine is on fire.
I'm excited because I understand. When you understand the true nature of God, I mean, you know, I don't even know what to say now.
Just a second. Hold that thought, Christel Sihle, hold that thought, because after this, I would love for us to close off and then pray for our listeners.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yeah, you heard it right. You're listening to the Father's Love Show on 729 AM, your daily companion. That's Radio Kapsa Council. You're sitting with Bongani and Lindiwe. And of course, the beautiful ladies, Christel and Sihle, on the other side of the screen. Your final words, beautiful ladies, and then I would love for you to pray for us, please.
Now, we just want to say thank you for having us, and especially to our listeners, that that we must really know that the nature of God is love, and it will never change. And we hope that you guys were blessed by receiving the word of God, and this is... Everything is available in the Word of God. So I just want to thank you guys and say thank you very much. I'm going to give over to Sihle.
Sure. I like what you just said now, Christel, about just being in the Word of God and just reading the Word of God. And just want to say something that, you know, when you are vulnerable with someone that you love, you don't mind, you can burp, you can take off your shoes and everything. And it should be the same way with God, that... When we come before him, that we knowing that he is a God of love, that we be vulnerable, that every dark thing inside, everything that I feel like I don't want to show because I'm too embarrassed or I'm too ashamed, but to really be vulnerable and let God's word heal our hearts and let him minister through his word in our lives. I just want to pray for us before we say bye. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love in our lives. I thank you, Lord, that you are a God that does not charge us for the wrongs that we have done. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die for us, that whatever that we feel like, I cannot come before you with this, I cannot, but that we are able to freely come to you with an openness and vulnerability, knowing that you are a God of love and that you... Your word and your love will minister in each and every part and aspect where we think that we cannot show, we cannot reveal it on the outside. And I thank you, Lord, for our listeners this afternoon, that your word may just really stir up something inside of them, knowing that even from last week's message, that you are not guilty, and that knowing this week that your true nature is love, that you are love. And I thank you for this. That you just keep ministering love to each and every one of us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Ladies, thank you very, very much. That was awesome. That was powerful. I trust that our listeners are revived, Lindiwe, to know that God loves them, that God believes in them, that God has an expected end for them, and that, you know what, they need to go into the Word to discover all the truth, to discover, you know, the mind and the heart of God concerning their lives.
Thank you so much.
I wish we could stay some more time, you know, some more, and here, because I can sense that there's a lot that these ladies have in store. But ladies, we just want to appreciate you. We just want to pray that may God continue to bless you, and may continue to keep you and smile towards your direction, and as it causes His grace to abound towards you. Amen. Lindiwe, your final words. And
yes,
your,
I just want to appreciate Sihle and Crystal for sharing the truth. I'm glad that the people now know the truth, and the truth has set them free. They shall begin to walk and allow the word of God to manifest in their lives. Thank you so much, ladies.
Amen.
Thank you, listeners.
Beautiful family. Thank you for joining us on this another offering of the Father's Love Show on this Wednesday, the 29th of September. Till we meet again next Wednesday, where we have, it's going to be the first Wednesday of October, we're going to be having, as per usual, Prophet Richard Gray from Peter Maritzburg International Christian Church. And, you know, he's going to be, you know, interpreting using the Word of God your dreams. So he's going to be interpreting your dreams. So please make sure that you watch on our social media how you can send in your dream. If you had a dream that you've been dreaming about and that you want interpretation, but using the Word of God, Prophet Gray will be here with us to interpret those dreams. So we're going to send those dreams to him. So just watch on our social media, where we're going to be communicating as to where you can send in those dreams. But you need to send them before time so that we can send it through to him on time, so that he can do that for you. Inquire of the Lord on your behalf. You know, instead of you going to psychics and all that, you have a prophet in the house. Prophet Richard Gray. Next week, Wednesday. Lindy, let's go home, my dear. Gilmore is coming up at the top of the hour with the news, and live still. Don't change that dial.
Yes, keep well.
Keep well. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.